So I'm Adam, I'm at Friends of the Earth's local groups conference in Nottingham 2011, and I'm with Tony Juniper, one of four former directors of Friends of the Earth, who's joined us this weekend, partly to celebrate our 40th anniversary. Hi Tony, welcome.
Hi Adam.
Thank you for spending the time with us. Tony, you gave a very interesting, entertaining presentation last night. One of the things that you focused in on particularly was the economy. Why does the economy have to be fixed to fix the environment?
I think the more I've delved into environmental issues over quite a long time, the more you realise that the motivation for environmental damage basically is economic. And people, you know, in the end, don't tend to go out there and trash the environment for fun. It's often always pretty much a consequence of economic activities, whether that's deforestation to get land to grow food, or catching fish out of the sea to put them in a supermarket, or extracting natural resources from the ground to make energy or metals. And so if we're going to fix these increasingly globally pressing challenges of biodiversity loss and resource depletion and climate change at the same time as helping people to get out of poverty and have a decent life, I think the solutions to this are in the economic realm as well. So both the problem and the solution, I'm increasingly thinking, are about how we judge progress, what kind of measures we use to determine economic success or otherwise, and getting into that space, I think, now is quite an important job that environmentalists need to do. And I think we've been hugely successful over the last 40 years in setting out what the problem is and getting people to say that they understand that problem. And you look at legislation and the annual reports of companies and the broad understanding of the public, and I think we're increasingly in a place where everybody accepts the nature of the problem. What we're less able to do is articulate how to get out of this, and every time we try to come forward with a particular solution, whether it's to reduce greenhouse gases with renewable energy or whether it's to save a rainforest to conserve the biodiversity, we're always confronted by an economic reason why that shouldn't happen. And so I think, you know, we need to get into that more. And there's lots of different ways into this and lots of very good thinking that's going on. And I think probably it's less to do with the technicalities of how we, chart a new economic course. It's more to do with the politics and the kind of general understanding of the issues there as well. So I think that's a big job for the environmental groups and for Friends of the Earth as well. And, you know, it's not as if we haven't been successful in the economic realm over many years. We really have been in raising questions around ecological taxes, highlighting questions around world trade, done some good work on different kinds of economic measures so that we can judge better our ecological performance through economic indicators that take account of greenhouse gas emissions and so on. But we've got to go to the next stage and really start joining up these things. And I suppose at the moment the thing that I would say is potentially quite an opportunity is to be making the connections between job creation and the environmental agenda. You know, we've had a go at that, but there's still so much more to do, because I still don't think most people either kind of understand it. And the ones who do delve into it, they don't quite yet believe it. And so it's a really challenging area, but one, I think, you know, that has some potential for us.
Okay. You spent 24 hours with us. What's been the highlight for you?
Oh, no, it's been absolutely wonderful being back here and seeing lots of people and just picking up the vibe of Friends of the Earth and seeing its continuing energy and imagination in addressing these issues. But it was great this morning, I suppose, just to see the presentations about the new campaign programs and how the communications will try to build on that to get more people involved, to reach out to different audiences, and also to see the very sensible structuring, as I regard it, between the programs and the policy work and how we're going to inspire people to get involved through campaigns that really connect with where the public are at. I think that's really what we have to do, because increasingly people, I think, are in this country and some others, you know, they're kind of increasingly thinking about their own circumstances and their own lives because of recession and economic kind of problems. And so, you know, the global things, they've become less of an issue for people right now. You know, 5 years ago you could talk about global climate and, you know, there'd be a lot of interest, but now it's moved on and I think people are kind of back to, you know, their more kind of specific circumstances and their own kind of agendas. And I think, you know, connecting with that's going to be really quite important. It's quite challenging too. But the campaigns I saw, looking at the energy markets, looking at the questions of biodiversity through bringing a popular piece of that, i.e. the plight of bees, I think is a sensible way forward. So it's good to see some energy there.
Okay. Tony, thank you very much for spending the time with us.
Pleasure.
Very good. See you soon.
We can stick that on the website.
Yeah.